rest of the flight, at least until we reach London. I'd like some time alone with the new hire, if you don't mind. Thank you. Your service is always appreciated. Now you. You look so timid. I have to say, you're not what I imagined when they told me that they'd finally found someone for the role. Normally, those that accept this position are rambunctious, perhaps. But you seem quite normal. Albeit on edge right now. Come, sit in front of me. Although you're in my employ, that doesn't mean we can't enjoy our time together. In fact, that's something I want to teach you. I travel all over the world for work. I've been blessed with the income to do damn well whatever I feel like. But I still have obligations. Business to do. So therefore, I'm in the need of this wonderful crew. Of a jet so high in the sky that no one can see us, can find us. My team flies all over the world. And in between boring meetings and long droning rants from investors, I get to spend my wonderful time with you all. It makes no sense to have anyone with me that does not enjoy life. So only one of the two things that I will ask from you is to enjoy your time. Relax a little. Enjoy yourself. Within reason. Clara is up front right now, most likely pouring herself a splash of whiskey that grown men would kill another for. But she knows that I don't care if she has any. Well, she might go fuck the co-pilot. They've been having a little tryst lately. I think it's adorable. We landed in Mykonos last week, and they ran off. But, to point two, what I say goes. I have expectations from those that I hire. And if I'm to understand correctly, you know those expectations already. That when I tell you to do something, you do it. That's how this works. You and everyone else in my employ get to live the fullest life possible. I swear to never hurt you, do anything against your interests, and you may leave at any time you'd like. But when you're with me, you are with me. You understand, don't you? Good. Although we are tens of thousands of feet in the air, you may tell me to stop at any time. If and when you do, you'll be escorted to the room up front. We may sit and we shall arrange a flight for you home. Should we land at the end of this flight, and you have no complaints, then I believe you just might be the perfect person for the job. Now, get out of your chair. Stand up in front of me. Good. Now strip for me. Slowly. Take your time. This isn't a race. This is me looking at what I might get to enjoy for quite a while. Good girl. You really are gorgeous. It's not something we seek out, you know. I could have anyone, but I want someone real. Someone who will love this lifestyle as much as I do. Someone who will love the freedom to be themselves. I'm not looking for someone to impress me. I'm looking for someone to share pleasure with. I hope you'll understand the difference with time. Now, 12 for me. You really are gorgeous. Well, under the airs of professionalism for even but a moment, how do you feel? Do you feel free? So far away from the rest of civilization. In the little world that I've created, up in the stars. Good. Now strip me. And take your time. I get to enjoy you, but just as much you get to enjoy me. Feel every muscle. Feel my collarbone and my neck. Should this work out, you will know every inch of my body as I yours. We will explore the world while you explore my body. Touch whatever you want. Spare no expense now. Off with the belt. Come on. Atta girl. Oh. If you've come for praise, you've found the right place. I'll have to be honest with how I feel. And right now, it feels like... Even with just your hands. You were meant for this. Now, focus your attention a little further south. That's right. Pull it out. It's okay. Feel it. Your goal is not to please me, your goal is to get familiar. Feel every vein. Feel the way the head pulses under your attention. The way it flexes as you touch. No need to rush. Take every moment you need to become familiar. And when you feel you know it, stand in front of me. Well then, you think you know me. You think your understanding of this world is perfect. I can see you shivering. The cabin must be cold. But I think of a way that we can warm it up. Come. Sit on my lap. Atta girl. No. No need for penetration just yet. We're still getting to know each other, aren't we? No. Just let it touch your most sensitive place. Press it into my body with your own. Let that guide you. Let your hips act on their own while you look at me. That anticipation you feel deep, deep inside of you. I expect that from you every day. I want you to be excited for whatever you're called to do. I want you to think to yourself of all the incredible experiences that you will have with myself, with Clara, with everyone you meet. You will see faraway places, hidden villas. in Italy. Retreats deep in the jungle. Nights spent on the ocean where we don't even need to move, but to let the ocean fuck us. Together. By itself. If you feel that anticipation like you beg for me between your legs right now, then sit up on me and accept the job all the way to the base. That a girl. Now. We consider this the end of your training. You seem to understand the rules now. So you rock your hips a little bit. I want you to understand something. Here we always chase the most pleasure. Others will call it hedonism with venom in their lips. I call it joy. I want you to never think for me. Always think for yourself. Ride me, tease me. Do what brings you joy. Be the filthiest, most pleasurable version of yourself. Look at the way your hips move on mine. You already seem to understand so well. But when I give you a command, you do it. It takes the imperative, do you understand? Good. Today, I'm going to finish all of your tits. And when I come, we are done. You will go up front and instruct Clara to clean you. And she will do so as she sees fit. Whether that's with her tongue, a wipe, or if she thinks that having you put on your clothes would be the best solution. And if you have a better idea, I expect you to say it. Remember, you are to enjoy this as much as you can, so that I may enjoy it alongside you. I want your pleasure. I want to know your enjoyment of life. I want to see the look on your face when you get fucked. And enjoy it. I want to see you beg, rub your clit in front of me, and explain every naughty fantasy that you've ever had. And then I want to live them with you. Together we will feel such a joy that we could never feel alone. Oh, God. That's right. Fuck yourself. Fuck yourself like I don't exist. Show me how much you can enjoy this. Show me how much you want this. Oh, atta girl. You're going to be perfect. We will have such fun together. I'm going to show you things that you never even knew existed. And when we're done, you'll never be able to go back to that boring life. No. You'll wake up dreaming about our little family, flying all over the world, and fucking each other's brains out. Oh, God. That's right, fuck yourself on me. Take as much pleasure as you can, because when I'm ready to come, I'm going to come. Oh, God. You are. Oh, magnificent. I can't wait to blow my load all over your chest. Paint your fucking tits. God damn it. Oh. Pussy is heavenly. It almost feels a waste, but I'm a man of my word. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, here it comes. Oh, God. Oh, get on your knees. Get on your knees in front of me. Get on your fucking knees. Good, now kneel there. Oh, no, no, no. No need to touch. Although I appreciate the enthusiasm. No, no, just squeeze those tits together for me. Oh, that's right. Present yourself for me. My gorgeous, gorgeous new companion. Atta girl, look me in the eye. Cheers to the first of many. That's right. Let's make sure we get them. Both. Oh, yes. You were sexy before, but now even more. That smile on your face is adorable. But go see Clara. Like I said, she'll take care of you. And once she's decided how best to handle you, if you come see me, she has all my meeting prep information for tomorrow. That's time I went to bed. You may do the same. Clara will guide you through everything. See you tomorrow, darling. Welcome to your new life.